But, yeah. Oh, there are a lot of stories, you know. I guess I always think back of the different occasions where I worked with elderly people, mm-hmm. and that knew what they were talking about, and they taught me so much. You know, I mean, I came out of Neno, and you know, you don't learn a lot in Neno.
There's not a lot to learn but work.
You know, we work real hard on our farm and stuff. But I could say the best story I think I know, which got me into what I'm doing, is the school bus broke in our yard. And we're on a side road, and you were done. Mm-hmm. The steering fell apart. Mm-hmm. So I went in there, and I was I was 18 at the time. I was ready to start a job. And I put it back together, and I wired it with wire and mm-hmm. tape, black tape. And it was no way it was going to come apart again.
Okay.
Just the way I fixed it. And when I got to town here, where I work, we took care of all the buses at that place. Mm-hmm. And they called me up to find out, they asked the bus driver, who fixed this? And he said, some kid up in there. You know, so they come home and he said, I want to meet him. So they called me down to where I was, and they said, we can start tomorrow. You can start working for me tomorrow, because they said whoever fixed this knew what he was doing for whatever.
You know,
it was just wound up with wire and a lot of black tape. And it couldn't fall apart. And,
wow.
That's how I got the job I got today, you know. And the other story I got was I was helping a neighbor, how I got into welding. This you'd be interested in, too. But my dad never believed in barn line. Mm-hmm. And somehow or another, by one of my neighbors, I found a rusted out, busted up hole, like a grass seeder for spreading line.
Right.
And I was wondering once, so I took it home. It had nothing on it but a handle and the part that spins. There are no wheels or nothing. So I had to go home and make wheels and figure out a way to make the wheels turn when you pushed it. So there again, I had to learn how to weld. Mm-hmm. So my neighbor had a drill press, and he had a welder. And that was the first job I did in my life, but I found an old milk bucket and hammered a hole in the bottom and got it to fit on top of there, and we used that thing for years and years and years. And that was sort of a funny story, mm-hmm. but
yeah, that's
how I got into that. It was through the farming experience that I learned what I started to go on, what I was doing these days.
So, I just don't know, like, first when you started welding.
My first was seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yep. And I found out at that age that you can almost do anything if you know how to weld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything.
Well, what really got you interested in it because you were pretty young, I guess, then.
I guess I learned right then and there on that job that, you know, there's only one thing stopping you, and that's information
mm-hmm.
or imagination. Because I always use, for whatever reason, I use this idea. If I want to get something over there, all I need is a proper strength of metal mm-hmm. to hold tight here and get it over there. And then I can work on it when I got it over mm-hmm. there. You know, and that got me going on things because I think the other part of that would be, I believe in, like, my ambition in life was at a very early age to be in helping product development, okay? And if you can do that, I could always see when I looked at something, they could have done it this way or they could have done it better, but they didn't. Like that thing that we talked about of making the blower pipe go mm-hmm. into the box from a chopper. You know, that thing, I helped at that young age also. But I didn't know how to weld, mm-hmm. and I was impressed with what you could all do once you learn how to weld.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing, you know, and I still do it today, you know.